Proclamation number 2768 dated the June 8, 1943.
Significance of Jesus, crucifixion and consequence of rejection.
Jesus Christ died on the cross for the whole of humanity, and humanity wants to describe this crucifixion as a minor point, as a sentence of execution for a national activist, or even as an entirely unlikely myth. Therefore, people deprive themselves of every entitlement to God's mercy, since they do not acknowledge this greatest work of mercy. Hence, God's mercy cannot express itself in them either. As a result, their will remains feeble. God's adversary aims to subdue human will in his favor, i.e., the individual does not have the strength to resist this influence if he does not accept Christ's act of salvation. Jesus' sacrifice on behalf of humanity can never be lessened by it. However, people who attempt to devalue or to completely invalidate Christ's act of salvation resemble the people during Jesus' time on earth in spirit. Thus, they also have to accept the same consequences. They have to prepare themselves for much destruction, as was the fate of those who were hostile towards Jesus Christ on earth, who refused to acknowledge him as Son of God and Savior of the world. Since those people were followers of Satan, they allowed themselves to become so influenced by him that they opposed all evidence of Jesus Christ in order to belittle him and to suppress his spiritual accomplishment. And now humanity is striving to destroy what still testifies of Jesus' time on earth, and, in comparison, this resembles the same chaos as took place in those days. Spiritually and physically, this chaos will express itself in complete destruction which human will can no longer evade. Christ's crucifixion was the only means to transform human thought on earth, i.e., Jesus Christ's sacrifice on behalf of humanity strengthened the fragile willpower of the human being, enabling him to resist the opponent's demands with conviction without becoming overwhelmed by him. Thus, the acknowledgement of God in Jesus Christ is at the same time the most reliable guarantee for the human being to detach himself from the adversary. Jesus Christ's crucifixion has gained people a stronger will. The human being cannot apply this will in any other way, since without Jesus Christ he would still be subject to the power of God's opponent and would lack sufficient willpower to liberate himself. Thus, the intention of the world to deny Jesus Christ is extremely significant, as it lessens the strength of resistance and constantly increases the influence of God's adversary. Humanity's conduct therefore reveals ever more heartlessness as a result of this influence, which can only be offset and neutralized by Christ's crucifixion. The souls of human beings are in utmost danger, because they will fail when they are expected to confess Jesus Christ before the world. Only the belief in Christ's crucifixion enables people to do so, because only then is their will strong enough to overcome every resistance. And Jesus Christ paid for this strength of will for human beings with his death on the cross. He has released them from the adversary's captivity if they believe in him. Amen.